67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final week of July 2024. This starting August 1st, Thursday through the 11th, will be the pineapple sales at over 40 area Hy-Vee locations, with a dollar from each pineapple that you buy going to Camp Courageous. We appreciate everyone's support. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and a travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be a person's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. We've had a wonderful week here at Camp Courageous. It's been what we call Just For You Week. This is when the campers need one-on-one attention, and sometimes even two or more staff for every camper. It's a time in which our staff really, really shine. We have beautiful facilities on beautiful land, but it all comes down to a great staff that makes everything possible. This weekend is a respite care weekend. It's a time in which parents and loved ones will leave off their children and those that they care for on Friday evening and come back on Sunday and pick them up. A good respite for the campers. They have a wonderful time here at camp and a great little break for parents. Our travel program headed to Decorah for a little special trip up there for the Nordic Fest days. And then later on next week, they'll be heading to Mall America. Camp Courageous is very fortunate to have a lot of great volunteer groups come and donate their time. Clarendon Hills Presbyterian Youth Group has been coming since 1976. They did the Chicago Trail back in 1976, and they've gone from building things like the Burma Bridge to actually working with the campers. A big thank you to them, and here's a couple of their staff talking about their experiences here at Camp Courageous.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Woody, and I'm Riley Glenn. We are from Community Presbyterian Church of Clarendon Hills, Illinois. Our group has been volunteering here for, I'd say, 45 plus years. Deb Helms is one of our former leaders, and she actually worked here for a few summers and then became our youth director, and she was bringing trips here, which is how we both got involved. And then when she retired, we kind of kept it going.
And we like bringing our kids here to just see what they can do. Some of these kids have never worked with people with disabilities before, so it's kind of fun to see how they just jump in and take everything head on. A lot of our students actually went into special ed or go into special ed because of this camp. So it's really cool to bring our kids here and see them develop a passion that they might not otherwise know they had.
A big thank you once again to the Clarendon Hills Presbyterian Youth Group who have been coming out to Camp Courageous for nearly 50 years. A big thank you to Bev Atkinson from Edgewood, Iowa, for notifying the G5 RV Park 2024 summer reunion to visit Camp Courageous. Just a reminder to folks that anytime you want to come visit Camp Courageous or you'd like Camp Courageous to come and give a program to a particular group, we're always very, very interested in that, and all you have to do is let us know. Last Saturday, spent a wonderful day in Des Moines at the American Legion Convention. A big thank you to the American Legion Foundation for supporting the camp for years and years and years. Going back to our dear friend Church Williams from Owine, Iowa, who introduced us to this group back over three decades ago. It was nice to see the new president, Leonard Ernst from Bellevue, Iowa, present camp with a check for the new nature trail. Had a wonderful time on Thursday evening in Ottumwa, Iowa, part of Ragby and the Cubs, the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society, who had an auction for the camp. They've been supporting the camp, too, for decades. A great group. Coming up a week from this weekend is the 2024 Camp Courageous Sprint Triathlon. It will be held on Sunday, August 4th, starting early in the morning at 8 o'clock. Come out and see the athletes participate. It's always a great, great day. A reminder that the Manchester Garage Sale is going full blast, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're celebrating right now their Christmas in July, and here's a little message from those folks.
Have you heard? Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale is celebrating Christmas in July. You will not believe all the Christmas items that they will be putting out. Why shop Christmas now? Well, it's the perfect time to stock up on decor for your home, window displays, static parade props, work displays, or anything that uses Christmas decorations. So don't miss out. Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale Christmas in July, happening now through the end of the month.
Along with the pineapple sales August 1st through the 11th, there will be the Pineapple Gala on August 16th at 6 p.m. at the Doubletree in Cedar Rapids. There's a live auction, all kinds of entertainment, and we'll be honoring some special friends from Camp Courageous. For more information, you can go to campcourageous.org/pineapples-gala, and you can order tickets. They're $75 a piece, or you can put together an auction item, and we'll be more than happy to collect that. So a big thank you to all those people that support the Pineapple Gala and pineapple sales. The need of the week is paper towel and 55-gallon trash bags, and we appreciate those people that can support us with those things. We remember some dear friends. Darlene Langhoff of Marion, Iowa, a longtime supporter of the camp, has passed away, with her memorials going to Camp Courageous. And also Jay Bader, 72, also known as Remington Wild, passed away. Jay was born in Monticello, Iowa. He was Camp Courageous honorary board members Jim and Arlene Arduzer Bader's son, a wonderful person, a life well lived, and our sympathy goes out to Jan Solom of Marion, along with other family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.